WJR, 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Another overnight of severe weather. Oklahoma appears to have taken a direct hit from tornadoes in these dark hours, with multiple buildings down and reports of people trapped. It comes after Friday night's storms wreaked havoc for millions. CBS's Omar Villafranca is covering from the danger zone.
Tornadoes hammered Iowa, with the National Weather Service reporting that at least 10 twisters struck the western part of the state, including the town of Minden, where officials say 40% of the homes have been destroyed.
Coming down.
The dangerous outbreak isn't over. Several states across the heartland are bracing for another round of tornadoes, high winds, and hail as communities struggle to clean up.
Secretary of State Blinken is heading to Saudi Arabia to meet with Arab leaders in the hopes of hammering out a hostage deal. CBS's Deborah Pata on the latest.
Hamas has released another propaganda video, which cannot be independently verified, showing two hostages, including 64-year-old Israeli-American Keith Siegel. This says family and friends demand the time is now to strike a deal.
From a jail cell to a hospital bed, CBS New York's Jessica Moore.
Harvey Weinstein has been hospitalized for medical tests after his return to New York City. The disgraced movie producer will still appear in court Wednesday after the New York Court of Appeals overturned his sex crimes convictions and ordered a new trial. In 2020, Weinstein was sentenced to 23 years in prison. The appeals court ruling said the trial judge in that case allowed testimony not directly related to the charges Weinstein faced. He's still serving a 16-year prison sentence on a rape conviction out of Los Angeles.
Anger over the Israel-Hamas war keeps simmering on college campuses throughout the country.
Not another nickel! Not another dime!
No.
That at Northeastern University in Boston, where hundreds of students are calling for Israel to end the offensive, for the U.S. to stop supplying Israel with weapons and military funding, and for universities to divest from companies that do business with Israel. CBS's Michael George on yet another emerging disruption.
At Columbia, commencement is less than 3 weeks away and in danger of being delayed or postponed.
Worrying about my graduation seems a little bit of minimal in terms of, you know, seeing what's happening around the world.
President Biden turning the tables on his Republican challenger Donald Trump at a black tie gathering in Washington. At the White House Correspondents Association dinner, Biden tossed around some one-liners.
Age is the only thing we have in common. My vice president actually endorses me.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
You are listening to Max Inc. Radio, Saturday night, live across Wisconsin. Terry and Rocker, we did it. We're into hour number three.
This goes so fast.
It does so fast.
I just heard Kelsey Miles on that promo.
Yes.
She is having her first show in Kansas City tonight,
well,
right now.
We will send her the good
vibes. We are sending her all kinds of love. And I know some of her friends and fans from Wisconsin drove to Kansas City.
No way, that's awesome.
Oh, you know they did.
Yeah,
and
awesome.
So they are there to cheer her on. Good her brand
them.
New music.
Good for them.
Yeah, so way to go, Kelsey.
Rocker, what
so
do we have that? So there we go. What do we got coming up?
We still have the Taurean Ball. We're going to hear from Eshnatan Vedder. He's going to have his show at the Cafe Coda coming
Absolutely.
Up tomorrow.
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
Yeah. Tazbash founder Trevor Reed. That's happening next Saturday.
September?
Oh. May 4th.
No, we didn't even have summertime yet.
I'm off a tumble. I don't know what's going on here.
Well, you've been a little busy working with the band here, getting everything set up.
And live in the lair, we got Blaming on Kane, and that's what I'm really doing. I'm getting the sound check going, so we got lots of stuff coming up.
Well, let's do two in a row, and then of local stuff, and then more interviews. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, right here on the Civic Media Network.
If everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. And if everything's anything, I want it all. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, be clear. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, be clear. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, then I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, then I want it all. Put your hands up. We'll be right back.
still wearing my blue jeans for weeks. Life hit a landslide and fell into place. Spending most of my days looking for a new way. Out of the field day and the run I see. Oh, 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 we going along. Oh, 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 we going along. Oh, 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 we going along. Oh, 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 we going along.
Two in a row for Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts, High Street, on Max Inc. Radio. All this local stuff is brought to you by Carbon 4 Brewery Company, located in Madison's east side, making high-quality beers with the best ingredients that they can find. Visit the tap room, try the exclusive creations by their brewers, plus samples of local snacks. That's what I love. The live music, carbon4.com. Terry, Rocker, so much fun stuff.
They still all, to
wait,
come.
Where'd they all go?
I told them they could take a break.
Oh, that's
they
nice.
They took a break. They're in the lounge. In the green room.
Oh, yeah. They're hanging. Right, oh, yeah.
Blame it on Kane. That's coming up.
Yeah, it's coming up really soon.
Live in the lair. But right now, you know, we have Eshnatan Vetter. He's here in the studio. He's putting on this thing called the Taurian Ball. It's going to be tomorrow, Sunday, the 28th, at the Cafe Coda. And that goes, well, let's just hear all about
it. Yeah, he'll tell
us. Eshnatan Vetter, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Yay! Yeah, it's a pleasure to be with you tonight.
Nice.
Right on.
Before we get to like Taurian balls and cafe codas and dates and stuff like that, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, you know, where do you come from? What's your backstory? I mean, I see you everywhere in the music scene. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, well, music is sort of my everything. Like, music moves me. I cannot help but dance.
You were yes. listening to Miles Nielsen
song. Right. Just dancing in here in the studio.
That was great.
So, I grew up in Madison. I went to UW. I helped start a housing co-op about three blocks from here on Francis Street, Emma Goldman Co-op. I served on the Dane County Board for four terms.
Wow.
From 98 to 2006.
You're very community driven.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. I have two children, 11-year-old and 8-year-old. We live in the Willie Street neighborhood. My folks are still here in town, very, very active in the community as well. Most people know my parents more than me, Barbara Vetter and Luciano.
I was going to say, the name is definitely familiar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're my old neighbors.
Yeah, right. Cool. Right, I remember.
Cool.
Yep, back in the day, 2300 block.
Oh, yeah. Of Dayton. Well, now tell us a little bit about the Taurian Ball.
Yeah.
I mean, what's this all about?
So my inspiration, my idea was to have Zodiac-themed parties and, you know, the mystical element of it, the cosmic element of it, and my everything, music, and bridging those, bringing those together in a beautiful way. And so I'm a Taurus.
My birthday,
yeah, right.
Oh, and he knows how to do this too.
My birthday is around the corner. It's May 1st. I decided to throw a Taurian ball, which apparently there was a Taurian ball back in the day. I don't really remember much about the Taurian ball, but I'm bringing it back in a new form.
Well, it's yours now, so there you go.
There you go.
Right.
There you go.
So, yes, it's tomorrow, Sunday, April 28th, at Cafe Coda from 6 to 10 p.m. There's going to be music by, the group that's starting things off, their current name, they're going by the New Kids.
The
New Kids.
The New Kids. Now, wait, there's some, like, kind of, like, local celebrities in this band.
Yeah.
So Jonas is in the band, and he's John from VO5 son.
Yep.
I see what you're doing.
And Micah is Eshnatan's son. And I've met him before. Great little drummer.
Oh my my gosh.
They're up and coming. Tell us about these guys.
Yes. So Micah and Jonas have known each other quite a while, probably like 6 years or so. And they've played music. They've jammed over the years quite a bit. And they were starting a band a year and a half ago or so. And it didn't do what they wanted. And, you know, they just kind of...
Sounds normal.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And we're kind of off doing their own things and whatnot. And... Micah and Miles. Miles is the keyboard piano player for this trio. Met at Cool School at Cafe Coda with Hana.
Nice.
Yeah, and have been doing stuff together there for a number of years now. And Micah wanted to have a band. He talked to both of them. They got all of them together, and they've been actually not rehearsing that long. It's only been like a month and a half or two.
And you're building all this up, but how old are what are their ages, really?
So Micah is 11, Jonas is 12, and Miles is 14.
And they have a jazz trio. Wow.
That's I'm way fabulous. Behind on everything.
My boy. Awesome.
Oh, that is so good. Wow.
So they're going to start things off right around 6:15. And then after them comes Automatic Lover.
I mean,
come on. I saw like their first gig.
Best new up-and-coming bands right here at Max Inc. Radio Show.
Yeah, I saw their first gig. It was at the matinee sessions at the High Noon a couple weeks ago. Yeah, they're absolutely fabulous. And then rounding out the night is VO5.
Oh, you've got real VO5 then, too.
But it's a mini VO5, right?
Oh, no, wait.
It's, what? You know, it was being called the mini, but it's turning
it
into, it kind of has morphed a bit, it seems.
No one but wants to miss out.
There is a special guest drummer.
Ooh. Mm.
Joey B. Banks?
Oh, no.
No, rocker. It's very, very, very
different. It's rocker.
Rocker's like, wait, me?
Yeah.
No, wait.
And actually, I haven't. This is an exclusive.
It's top secret.
Oh, okay, okay, here we go.
And am I going to say it? Yes, I guess I will.
We'll just have everybody raise their hand and swear they won't tell anything.
Drummer's actually going to be Micah.
Oh, nice. For goodness sakes.
Wow. How cool is that?
What the heck? Yeah, okay. Super excited.
This is a fun event. I mean, sounds like it's going to be a blast.
Well, let me talk about the other aspect.
Do tell.
Of it, because, that's the musical side. Then I rented Aubergine, which is the new Willie Street Co-op space that is next door to Cafe Coda and literally has a door that was like, you know, there's a doorway between the two.
Yeah.
You don't have to go outside. And that space is going to be mystical, spiritual healing realm, basically. Mm. So there'll be chair massage, tarot readings, other psychic work, therapeutic healing by Miranda Moon. And she'll be offering mini consultations to help people figure out what they can be doing better to be healthier. And there'll be a lot of art from local artists, including some musicians. Kat Capilaro of VO5.
She's everywhere.
One of her pieces. Andy Ewing of Honor Among Thieves is going to have one of his pieces.
Nice.
And then Allie Ann Brooks will have a piece. And then I'm really excited that Leslie Numbers is going to be, she's not only going to have something on display, but she's going to be setting up what she calls live plant portraits.
That's wild.
Wow. So somebody can come and kind of tell her what they're interested in her doing, and she's gonna, you know, draw it on the fly for them. So very excited about that. There will be food by Just Veggies as well.
That sounds perfect.
And the Kava Lounge will be offering some of their products.
Insanity. Kava Holistic Lounge. Services and High Vibe Products. What's that?
Yeah, well, I mean, Miranda has a lot of natural homeopathic medicines that she makes herself.
Wow.
And so she'll be offering a nice smattering of that stuff.
Wow.
So, yeah.
But it's tomorrow.
It is tomorrow.
So, what do you do? Do you have tickets online? Do you just show up? What do you suggest for people?
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely buy tickets online. You can show up and purchase tickets at the door as well. I mean, I would show up early just to catch the new kids.
No kidding.
Right. Goodness gracious.
Sounds so fun.
Mm-hmm. It'd be super exciting.
We might have to get them in the lair sometime.
Yeah.
Oh, they would
kiddos.
Love it.
What is the best way to find this then? Do you have a website or is it like Facebook or what's the best for you?
I've basically just been putting it on Facebook. Okay. And yeah, there's an event page on Facebook. We did have the trio was on the Real Jaguar show yesterday.
Okay.
Actually did some live music. That was great. So
that's
yeah, they're
so
promoting
good.
It a little bit on WRT.
Nice,
as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
We are community.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, this sounds great. I feel like we've just talked about so many great community-minded events tonight. Thank you for coming in to tell us about this.
Well, absolutely.
And
my pleasure.
Is it under Taurean Ball if you look at Facebook?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, TAUREAN.
Okay,
Taurean
very good.
Ball.
Check it out and go
so
tomorrow night.
Cafe Coda, it's on Willie Street, 1224 Williamson Street. And there is a $15 cover for all of the things to partake in.
Make it happen. So, yeah. Sounds well worth it. With VO5.
Yeah.
And you're not sitting there. It sounds like you have so much thing, you know, everything happening that, yeah you're not going to get bored for that $15.
And
no
I
way.
Should mention that 18 and under, it's any, all ages, and 18 and under are $5, not $15 for them. So.
Cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yep.
Perfect. Perfect.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Whoop, whoop.
May 1st.
Coming up. This is
my
birthday
goodness.
Party.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Now, this is the way you celebrate. Congrats.
Thank you.
Let's play some VO5 now, yeah?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Right here on Max Inc. Radio. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio 2 in the row. Bands you can see tomorrow night, VO5, Automatic Lover, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Is this the caffeine and alcohol in my blood? have been discarded, but I still hate to sleep alone. Maybe I could breathe better if you just take off my shirt. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes, I can still smell him. Is this the caffeine and alcohol in my caffeine, got alcohol. Is this the caffeine and alcohol in my blood? Or is it some kind of divine punishment? 'Cause I said I'd be
welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's time for your bar notes. I'm Terry Barr, and here are a few notes highlighting some music news and happenings from across the state. Let's start in the beautiful Driftless area of Yuba, Wisconsin, a little more than an hour east of La Crosse. The Driftless Music Gardens, founded by the People Brothers Band in 2015, and of course, longtime home to the band's guitar player Tim Lochner, has its first permanent stage. Built with the help of many volunteers and funded through donations, Lochner says it will be revealed at the first festival in June, Bonfire Music and Arts Fest. It's a wonderful addition to this already amazing natural amphitheater. Congratulations to Tim and the People Brothers Band. Now let's jump over to Green Bay, where Ace Champion is making a unique difference as a chef and musician. Now Ace believes both can be healing. So along with sharing his cooking skills, he's now teaching and performing with a variety of ancient flutes and drums. Ace says it's something special.
What I'm trying to do is open up the world back to the ancient days, to where music was meant to be. And we all know that music is healing, it's soothing, it's relaxing, it brings out emotions.
You can learn more about Champion's music, food, and passion. He has a passion for helping people. Go to his website, chefchampion.com. And finally, let's cruise further north into Door County, where the Community Auditorium in Fish Creek just released its main stage schedule for the summer. It kicks off in June with the Little River Band. Oh my goodness. Lyle Lovett, Molly Tuttle, and Sista Strings. Now we've all seen them. They are an amazing duo from Milwaukee. Well, these are just a few of the others on the list. And there is typically a Wisconsin-based opener for every show. The Door Community Auditorium is a lovely place. Add it to your bucket list if you've never had the chance to go there. That's it. There are your bar notes. I'm Terry Barr for Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at Weikert-Lakepoint.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Fly.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Iron Plow, and we fly divine. Iron Plow is going to be part of Taz Bash 3.0, presented by Max Inc. Radio. Next Saturday, May the 4th, at the Red Rooster. On the phone with me right now is a good friend and the promoter of Taz Bash. It is Trevor Reed, a.k.a. Chuck. What's happening, Chuck?
Not a lot, Jimmy. How you been, buddy?
It's great to hear your voice, man. I wish we were sitting together having a beer, you know?
Yeah, I wish too. I'm a little far from home, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do, right?
What are you up to these days? What are you working on?
Well, I'm just living up in a small town north of Milwaukee with my beautiful wife and just bartending and trying to make a life, you know?
Nice. Give the shout out to the bar that where you sling the suds.
I work for J Sports Bar and Grill, also Rally Time Sports Bar, right here in beautiful Saukville, Wisconsin.
Saukville, Wisconsin. Salute. So we got Taz Bash coming up. 3.0 is at the Red Rooster on Saturday, May the 4th. It's a great lineup, man. We'll talk about the lineup. Yes. We'll talk about the show in a little bit. But the show itself is a benefit show for Shannon Reed. Tell us about Shannon.
Shannon is my oldest brother. July of 2019, he passed away from a drug overdose. And we donated his organs, and he saved a life with his liver. And first couple of years, we were donating to the UW Organ Tissue Donor Education Program. And this year, I decided to switch it up a little for the ones who will receive the goods.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing about Taz Bash, that when you do put it on, it's in honor of your brother Shannon, and you always pick a charity. This year, like you said, you picked a different charity. Music makes a difference here in Madison. Great organization. How did you learn about Music Makes a Difference, and why did you choose them?
I actually learned from them from Rocker. I wanted to go a little different this year, get away from a little bit of the morose and start giving back to the bands and to the community that has been so good to me. All these bands I've been friends with through music, obviously. And, you know, I wanted to give back to these guys for, you know, like I said, being good to me and being good to our family. And I figured it's about time I give back. They're all doing it out of the kindness of their hearts.
Right, exactly. What specifically, though, about Music Makes a Difference that really sealed the deal for you?
What really sealed the deal was talking with Bill Zohr. Fantastic guy. Mm-hmm. Super friendly. He was right on it. I had contacted a few different organizations, and I never heard from anybody. Bill got back to me within minutes, and we had a nice chat. You know, they keep it local. They make sure that there are paying gigs and local venues for bands, you know, that I know. That, like I said, mostly because it stays around the Madison area, and that's important to me because that's my home, you know.
Absolutely. They do great work. Like you said, Bill is great. Met him at Atwood Fest last year. If you want to get more information about Music Makes a Difference, there's a link on the Facebook event for Taz Bash. Otherwise, musicmakesadifference-madison.com. You get all the difference. I'm sure they would love to have your charitable donation if you're so inclined. Trevor Reed is on the phone with me right now. We're talking about Taz Bash happening next Saturday at the Red Rooster here in Madison. Trevor, it's a great lineup. Let's start with the opening band, though, because I believe there is a special story behind Nostalgia.
There is. Nostalgia is my nephew's band, Braden Reed. His mother, my sister-in-law, passed away a couple of years ago, and we're also donating the funds in my brother's and her name this year. So it's very, very cool to me that his band gets to play on this. So I'm looking forward to it. That's a relatively new band. I know the boy can throw it down, so it's going to be a hell of a show.
How old is he?
Braden is in his early 30s, if I'm not mistaken.
So I was thinking he was a kid or something like that, but he's in his early 30s.
I mean, compared to us, Jimmy, sure.
Right. Compared to us, he's he's just starting life compared to us. Great. Other bands on the lineup here.
So
we got Nostalgia. We got Fiberweed. They just released new music. Plant is on the bill. They just released new music. And if you like like industrial noise metal, Plant is awesome.
I like some low end, Jimmy.
Yeah, Exactly. Iron Plow, of course. Rocker. Rocker's doing a Dance in the Talk studio right now. Peacemaker. Awesome. They just released their new album. And
Those guys are going to be hot. They're going to tear it up for sure. Their new album is fantastic.
It sounds great. The artwork on the cover is awesome. Also at Taz Bash 3.0 is King Cobra. They're awesome. And here's a little tidbit. King Cobra joins me for a interview tomorrow night, Sunday night on Max Inc. Heavy at 11:30. Stick around for that. Electromag, dude. It's like Subatomic Rebirth.
Yes.
Kinda.
Yeah, they played Scorpio Fest this past year, and holy crap, they turned some heads. Those guys, they're fantastic.
And of course, Satisfaction Guaranteed. Rogue Rat is headlining Taz Bash. Those guys are great.
Good old Nate. They are. What a great bunch of guys.
Good rock and roll. So it's going to be a great time. Man. When does the show open? What's the donation at the door? Give us all the details there, Trevor.
Doors are at 1 o'clock. First band at 2. We're asking for a $20 donation for 8 fantastic bands. Red Rooster's kitchen is going to be wide open. Their food is fantastic. Come down, get some grub. Chef Nick will be kicking it out. You'll see my smiling face at the door or one of my family for sure.
Fantastic. Once again, Taz Bash 3.0 is happening at the Red Rooster Saturday, May the 4th. Rogue Rat, Electromag, King Cobra, Peacemaker, Iron Plow, Plant, Fiberweed, Nostalgia. All the benefits. Wow. It all benefits. Music makes a difference. Get out that. Get information about that charitable organization here in Madison at musicmakesadifferent-madison.com. Trevor Reed, it's always a pleasure. I hope the next time we talk, it's over a beer and reminiscing about the old cab days.
Oh, man, we could go on for hours, Jimmy.
No doubt. Awesome. Trevor Reed, thank you so much. And hey, I got a little present for you just because you came on the air with us tonight.
Well, what's that?
Well, we have a brand new song from Electromag to play just for you, Trevor. This is a world debut. They just emailed it to music@civicmedia.us. Let's check it out together, Chuck. This is War Child. It's Electromag on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Mega Max Inc. Radio. All this local stuff is brought to you by Herbal Aspects, three locations in Madison, Winnebago Street, University, Gammon Road, and online at herbalaspects.com. Oh, before that, what? Now they're all, what is that? Oh my goodness.
What's going on?
It's the band.
Do you see all the lightning that's happening behind my head? Maybe you can't see it.
Uh-uh.
It's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy out there. Okay, so that's all right. It's okay.
Do you want me to check weather for you quickly?
You can check the weather a little bit if you want.
I sure do.
But so Electromag's new stuff, that was awesome.
And that was wow, wasn't
it? Of course, Jimmy was talking to Trevor Reed. And then before that, though, Rocker, I heard a little Iron Plow.
Iron Plow. Yeah. How do you like us now?
Oh, love it, man.
Oh, that's going to be so fun to get back on stage at Taz Bash next Saturday. We play at 5 o'clock. And then coming up, May 24th, if you want to come out to Broadfest, we'll be at Broadfest.
That is incredible.
Yeah, we're going to be playing Broadfest.
Your first Broadfest,
that's,
right?
Yep, that's the first time we play Broadfest, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll be at Summerfest on June 28th.
You are moving up.
Yeah.
Pretty soon,
yeah.
You know what, Rob? Yeah. He's not going to talk to us anymore.
I know.
I'll be like, I'm in a band.
Yeah, we just got to push the rocker button and see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Because you mentioned lightning and everything, there are no new warnings. There is still the severe thunderstorm watch for a big chunk of Wisconsin, including many of our listening areas, until midnight.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Was that like lightning happening behind me? Because like Rob scared me when he looked at me. I was like who's behind me? Like the mummy or the werewolf or something?
There's a ghost hanging up behind you.
Don't look now, Rocker.
Yeah.
Don't look now. We've got Eddie 8 Dynamite coming up next. And then we're going to take a little break. And then live in the lair.
The lair.
Let's do that now. Right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Dimensional, it doesn't matter, girl, I can't get you out of my head. You pose for the Sears catalog, but I think that you pose for me. I fell in love with you, now you know it's true, my girl, we'll find on each for the dream.
Eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.